Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Larry Bluestein, Danny G, taking you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Thanks so much for taking our program in here on a Monday. If any of the interviews that you may miss, the three in the first hour or the four in our second hour, just go to WQAM.com, go to the top of the page where it says podcast, click that, and you'll see us, South Florida High School Sports. You could check out some of the interviews that we've done over the last year plus, and a lot of fun to kind of catch up with a lot of the things. As we said, spring football is right in the midst of, I think we have about 2 weeks left. We're probably at the halfway point. Some of the programs, maybe upstate and other areas, are finishing it off early because they get out of school early. And certainly, the faster they get out of school, they could maybe take a week or so away before the summer begins. One of the programs in South Florida that rarely takes any time off, they are one of the top teams in the country year in and year out. They are always amongst the top in the state of Florida, longest winning streak over the last two plus years. State titles that just unbelievably crowd the rafters. One of the premier players this year coming back, and somebody that I've watched since his sophomore year, and there's no doubt that he, I thought, was one of the top players, Jordan Lyle, a running back from St. Thomas Aquinas, where he's kind enough to join us this evening. Jordan, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations on your early commitment.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, anytime. Obviously, like I said, I've watched you. Tremendous running back. Talking with Coach Harriet, a former running back himself, and some of the other backs who have played the position over the years, they kind of said that you're a combination of a lot of people who've played here. I mean, a bigger back who's fast, who's strong. When did you kind of know that you were going to be somebody better than just an average running back?
Ever since I was a little kid, me and my brother, we used to work out. I used to always ask him, do you want to be great or what? And, that was right after his practices. And luckily, I always had, a running back that was in my family. My brother was a running back, and he was just a leader to me. So I look up to him, and, he still teaches me now, and, we're still working to become the great running back that you so say. And, I just keep my head on my shoulders and just keep moving forward and just be humble.
What is it about St. Thomas Aquinas that makes it such a great school, but a great program, especially football program to play for? I mean, obviously you have really, really good coaching. You have tremendous athletes. What for you was something that gravitated you towards the program?
I mean, we always had great coaching. You can never knock that. But one thing for sure is we're always going to have brotherhood. Like the brotherhood, the connection that you just make, like, the friends, the families you meet, it's just on a whole different level. And, I feel like I couldn't get that at any other school but St. Thomas. And that's why I decided, my freshman year, St. Thomas was the way to go. And I've always stuck in there and, met new people, met leaders, met people who, taught me how to play my position. And, I always look up to these people.
And you've had a lot of kids that came before you that, Hankerson and players the last cut, Sands and players like that. How much did you learn from being around them?
Hank was a great leader. Hank was a great leader. That's one person I can say that really, he's a real good leader. Hank taught me a lot, coming from the running back position. My sophomore year, I went through an injury and, I got real down on myself. And Hank was there to lift me up and, you know, tell me everything's all right. And, you know, I didn't get to play that much my sophomore season. So he told me next season just work hard and, you know, keep my head on my shoulders, do the right thing, have good forces, and you'll be back. And, you know, lo and behold, everything paid out. So I thank him for that.
Yeah, no doubt. And certainly have for a program that is always in the mix. And obviously, a couple of changes this year, new quarterback. But when you have an offensive line like you have and a running game like you have and receivers, certainly makes the job a little bit easier. What has been the focus so far during spring for you and for the team?
It's just building that leadership and, you know, building that brother bond and the chemistry. Obviously, the returning players, they're always going to have that connection. But it's just the new players coming in. We're teaching them how to do certain things. And, you know, a great example of that is Stacy Gage. Stacy came in, you know, everyone was talking down on him and was thinking, you know, he was going to start problems, which that wasn't the case. He stepped in and, you know, he filled, you know, the shoes that he had to fill. And he's just been great ever since, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and that was kind of like my next question. Having somebody who, you know, who got a lot of, probably a lot of publicity before he got here. And now you kind of form with him, I think, the best running tandem in the country. I mean, it would be hard to argue that anybody would be better. You on the way to Ohio State, him with Alabama, Ohio State, all these offers. Talk about how you guys have worked together in that way, because, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people on the outside and say, well, you know, Jordan's not going to be happy and he won't. But that's not you. I mean, because I saw you last year and you know what your role is and everybody else. But talk about having you and Stacy together in the same backfield.
Really, it's just not just me and Stacy. You know, it's me, Stacy, you know, and Tyreek and Isaiah. We have a bunch of running backs. We have a really deep running back group. With me and Stacy, we always knew, you know, coming in that it was never a fight for a spot. We both knew that if we want to win, it'll be winning together. So I see Stacy as a brother, you know. I try to lead him, try to make sure he does the right thing. And it's the same thing with him. He tries to lead me, you know, teach me things. So we're learning off each other, and there's always going to be that competitiveness, you know. Like, everyone's going to want to work and get better, but it's never a negative, you know, outcome to it. It's always a positive outcome. Yeah. And, you know, we're just getting each other better, you know, getting each other ready for the next level.
Yeah, Tyreek will be angry that I didn't bring him up, because he is a contributor. I mean, he's more than a contributor, and I watched him last year, and you're right. He's equally as good as anybody around, and certainly should be getting the top billing as well. Let's talk about Ohio State. Obviously, this is a great program, one of the best every single year. They put out major running backs throughout the year, and here you are. You got an opportunity to go to one of the great programs. What was the determining factor in making your commitment to go to Columbus?
I mean, everything was just laid out in front of me, and everything was just like it was all black and white, and I love that about them. It's they tell me what, you know, what they're expecting for me to get there. They're telling me what nutrients I'm going to put in my body. They're helping me now, so when I get there, I can play. I see the opportunity of playing early, and I know it's just not just playing early, because I got other people that are, you know, recruited too. We got James People, is a great running back. You know, you got Sam Dixon, another great running back. And so I know that competition is going to be great for me. And also, I won't have to take all that wear and tear on my body, since we have recruited three running backs. So,
right. And it looks like it's going to be competitive.
Yeah, knowing that it's going to be competitive, but also no wear and tear on my body. And, you know, I'll be ready for that next level. You know, the goal is always – that's just the dream. The goal in the dream is always the NFL. Everyone wants to get there. Everyone wants to, you know, be like, yes, I made it to the NFL. But, you know, it's not just the NFL. You want to last in the NFL, you know. I want to be a Hall of Famer. I want to be the greatest running back of all time. And, you know, you just got to blend in with people and, you know, just work with them.
Yeah, No, I agree with you. Before I let you go, big opener, national TV. You guys had that national TV exposure last year. But this year it's defending national champions and John Bosco of California. Talk about that matchup.
First of all, you know, St. John Bosco is a great team. You can never take that away from them. They're a great team, you know. They've always been a team that you look at and you're like, man, like that's – I want to play them. That's good competition. That's a college ready team, you know. And with us, we're just taking it day by day. We're more worried about ourselves. I'm pretty sure it's the same thing with them. You know, we're just getting ready for the spring game. And when that time comes, and you know, and summer hits, and we're starting to focus on Bosco, we're gonna be ready. We're gonna be ready to, you know, play, dominate, and you know, try our hardest. But Bosco is a great team. Can't wait to play them.
Yep, no doubt. Jordan, I appreciate you joining us this evening. Obviously, you're one of our favorite running backs. We're going to be rooting for you all the way, and can't wait to see you in the spring game, and then can't wait to see you in the opening game against St. John Bosco. Again, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday.
Thank you, Larry.
Good stuff. Jordan Lyle, St. Thomas Aquinas. If you haven't watched him play, you're missing a big-time player. That wraps up hour number one. It went fast. Don't go away. We have another hour to go.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.